Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. History has not been kind to Sigmund Freud, once believed to be among the greatest thinkers of the 20th century. But if old Sigmund were somehow around today, it's unlikely he died in 1939, everyone in the room would probably be trying to act as if he wasn't there, treating him like that crazy old uncle, rolling their eyes at his embarrassingly politically incorrect insistences. Sigmund Freud, the father of psychoanalysis, the man who introduced us to the id, the ego, and the superego, and who offered up ideas like repression and defense mechanisms, and penis envy and the Oedipus complex, is not the towering figure he once was. Still, as much as some might try, we can't seem to shake entirely clear of him or his ideas. Let's start with the Oedipus complex, one of Freud's most well-known theories. Remember the story of Oedipus from Greek mythology? Abandoned at birth, Oedipus fulfilled a prophecy by unknowingly killing his real father, a king, and marrying the king's widow, Oedipus's mother. Oedipus then fathered 4 children with her. After finding out what was what, mom hung herself, Oedipus gouged his eyes out, and it was a legit Greek tragedy. Freud's Oedipal complex plays off of that. His theory goes that there's a totally normal stage of development between the ages of 3 and 6 years, during which children experience unconscious sexual desire for the parent of the opposite sex and simultaneous jealousy for and rivalry with their parent of the same sex. Along with couches in a doctor's office, the symbolism that lies in dreams, and the power of the unconscious, the Oedipus complex is one of Freud's main contributions to the field. The theory that little boys want their mothers and hate their fathers, and that little girls desire their dads and despise their moms. It's a theory with all sorts of psychosexual correlates that is widely discounted these days because, simply, it has no scientific basis in fact. Freud was, in effect, just theorizing, throwing things out there, and today, that's not nearly enough. We spoke with psychiatrist Joel Paris, a professor at McGill University in Montreal and a research associate in the Department of Psychiatry at Jewish General Hospital there. He said, "I just think that people quietly buried it and stopped talking about it. If you speak to an intelligent psychoanalyst, they'd say, that isn't really the main thing. We don't believe that anymore." As fields like neuroscience have grown in importance, as scientists have concocted ways to look more closely at the brain and how it works, the Oedipus complex and many of Freud's other theories just haven't held up. Paris said, "I wrote a short book looking at what the evidence actually shows, both in theory and in practice. There are some things that should be kept and that are supported by evidence, but there's a lot that shouldn't be. In particular, psychoanalysis as a therapy doesn't have the support, except in a very brief form where you see people maybe for a few months, and that's called brief psychodynamic therapy. That has scientific evidence for it." Early in 2019, the book Paris mentioned, An Evidence-Based Critique of Contemporary Psychoanalysis, Research, Theory, and Clinical Practice, was published. In it, he calls for psychoanalysis to tie itself more closely to a scientific and clinical base. The field's very existence, he argues, depends upon it. He wrote in a 2017 paper on the subject, quote, "Psychoanalysis claimed to be a science, but did not function like one. It failed to operationalize its hypotheses, to test them with empirical methods, or to remove constructs that failed to gain scientific support. The field may only survive if it's prepared to dismantle its structure as a separate discipline and rejoin academia and clinical science." And this isn't a new point of view. Frederick Cruz, one of the world's foremost Freud critics, wrote more than 20 years ago, "Independent studies have begun to converge toward a verdict that was once considered a sign of extremism or even neurosis, that there is literally nothing to be said, scientifically or therapeutically, to the advantage of the entire Freudian system or any of its component dogmas." Oof, analyze that. Another of Freud's ideas was that every memory we have is stored in our minds, but that some are repressed because of childhood trauma or other reasons. Those repressed memories, he said, could only be mined through psychoanalysis. That premise has also taken a beating as science has discovered more about the intricacies and capabilities of the brain. Still, even time can't take away the fact that Freud was, inarguably, one of the most famous thinkers of his era and has remained somewhat influential far beyond it. Even today, a few of Freud's ideas survive and, in some instances, may be better than what's offered by modern science. Paris said, "A lot of people in my profession today just write prescriptions. That's all they do all day. And I think they do patients a great disservice because they don't know how to listen to them or understand their life stories. I think the problem with Freud was he had been trained as a neuroscientist in the late 19th century, but there were no tools to apply scientific methods to what he was doing. So he just speculated. He actually thought that you could sort of X-ray people's minds by having them lie on a couch and free associate. It's not true. But I think that the whole idea of understanding people's life story is something we should not get rid of. We need to listen to people. Let's not take all of the psychology out of psychiatry, but let's try to stick to theories where the science is really good." Today's episode was written by John Donovan and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other topics that may or may not have anything to do with your mother, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.